Isaiah chapter 34. The Olympic Games bring together in the best athletes in the world. In this chapter, everyone in this world is summoned to trial. The chapter also describes the desolation on earth produced by God's severe judgment of the nations, so much so that it will be inhabited by wild animals. Such is the severity of judgment that the prophet uses terms such as brimstone and destruction by fire, terms like those described in the judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah, terms of worthy of hell itself. The fires will burn day and night. No one will stop the fires. We find no optimism or joy in these prophecies that have yet to be fulfilled. Moreover, verse 6 begins with these eloquent words. The sword of the Lord is bathed in blood. His blood-shedding sword expresses the harshest of judgments. Fast forward to the cross where Jesus, the Lamb of God, sheds his blood. There, it was also the sword of God, carrying out the sentence for the sin of mankind. There, in the gospel of the cross, by faith and for faith, the righteousness of God is revealed. By that act of the sword of God, the repentant sinner who puts his faith in him is delivered from the coming judgment mentioned in this chapter. There are people who, faced with the warning of a destructive hurricane, decide to ignore the warning and suffer the destruction of the storm, while others evacuate the danger zone and are saved. Let this chapter be an alert that calls us to repentance and to surrender of heart to Jesus, who awaits us with open arms, saying to us, "Come to me, all who are struggling hard and carrying heavy loads, and I will give you rest." And thus we will escape the coming judgment.